Let's turn now to the topic of trade and how Hillary Clinton sees that. The World's Jason Margolis is joining me here in the studio. We talked about Donald Trump on trade last week, and just a quick recap on his position. Basically opposed to trade deals. He's promised to dump a NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. He's also opposed to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which you reported on the other day on the show, Jason. So what is Clinton's plan on trade, and how is it different from Trump's?
Okay, well, let's start with NAFTA. And just to refresh your memory, that was signed into law in 1994. It was negotiated by the first President Bush, signed into law by President Bill Clinton. Now, the vast majority of economists will tell you NAFTA has benefited the U.S. economy. But, you know, try telling that to auto workers in Ypsilanti, Michigan, right?
Yeah.
The popular sentiment is NAFTA was a bad thing. So, Hillary, she's in a tough spot. Bill Clinton signed it. She championed it. Then in 2008, she's running for president against Barack Obama. And he uses this against her very shrewdly. Let's listen to candidate Obama 8 years ago.
It is absolutely true that NAFTA was a mistake. I know that Hillary, on occasion, has said that this was, just last year, said this was a boon to the economy. I think it has been devastating.
So Obama campaigned hard on this issue, really backed her into a corner. As a candidate, Hillary Clinton said NAFTA was flawed, and everyone says he was a flip-flopper. Big political points for Obama.
Yeah, but Obama himself, I mean, he championed a trade deal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Was he just using NAFTA to push back against Hillary in 2008?
Right. So that's very interesting. So Obama said he was going to amend NAFTA. He never did. And there's a host of reasons why he didn't. He said it wasn't the right time. Some people said he went back on his promise. So now he's championing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Mm-hmm. And that's basically an expansion of NAFTA. It's a trade deal with 12 nations, the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, and 9 other Asia-Pacific nations. So Bernie Sanders backers hate the TPP, and you see lots of signs in Philadelphia with the TPP crossed out. Actually, during President Obama's speech last night, I don't know if you heard it, a heckler shouted, "No TPP,"
right,
a few times. And Donald Trump opposes it as well. Now, Hillary Clinton, she's a shrewd politician. NAFTA was used against her 8 years ago. So very early on, last October, she comes out, she says, "I may have supported TPP when I was Secretary of State, but I supported it in principle. The final document, it's not up to my standards." Here she is on the PBS NewsHour last fall.
Well, I have said from the very beginning that we had to have a trade agreement that would create good American jobs, raise wages, and advance our national security. And I still believe that's the high bar we have to meet.
So she says the TPP doesn't currently meet that high bar. She'd like to avoid the subject as much as possible, though, for the next few months.
Is Hillary Clinton flip-flopping on her position on trade deals?
Is it a flip-flop? Is she playing politics, or did her positions evolve? Depends on who you ask. Pretty sure Donald Trump is going to use this pretty strongly against her.
So if Hillary Clinton is elected as president, do you think she'll sign the Trans-Pacific Partnership?
First of all, it's possible that Barack Obama will sign it in the next few months, so it's a moot issue. But if Hillary Clinton is elected president, well, yesterday, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, who's a longtime Clinton family friend, he told the website Politico that she will pass it and make some fixes. A Clinton aide pounced on that comment and said, "No, Hillary opposes the TPP before and after the election. No ambiguity there." But some economists I've spoken with think she'll find a way to pass it and make some fixes. We'll see what happens.
So do you think she'll even mention the TPP tonight in Philadelphia?
If I were a betting man, I would say there is about a 0.00% chance of that.
That's pretty low. World's Jason Margolis, thanks very much for filling us in.
You're welcome.
If you want to compare Trump and Clinton on trade and other big foreign policy issues, head over to our Facebook page. It's easy to find us. Just look for The World on Facebook.